CLW83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007, sanctioned by...
Last week, I beat CM Punk by count out. This week, I beat CM Punk by disqualification. And from talking to John Laurinaitis, next week, no disqualification, no count out. So you know what that means? That means you're looking at the next World Heavyweight Champion.
Did somebody notify Sheamus that Mark Henry was jumping shows?
Botchamania, yes.
And somebody will try to correct him. So let us get on with this week's splitting edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and we've had a slight shuffle in the roster today, but let's start with the, let's start all the way up in the Big Apple, Mr. Jason Block.
I would just like to congratulate your Uncle Paul, because today is the 15th anniversary of the first ECFNW pay-per-view barely legal. So,
we're hardcore and damn proud of it.
There you go.
And it's been a happy day, even if it is Friday the 13th. So let me speak to one of our less superstitious individuals, Mr. Ethan Muslin.
Yeah, not entirely superstitious. Sorry, I was doing my Nomar Garcia Parra there.
Save that for Touch 'Em All, another one of our programs on CLW83. Jim Williams, you're welcome.
Jim Williams, he owes you one. Thank you, John Cena. There you go.
And finally, our fourth for the evening, Mr. VRM.
Never has a botch actually added to a segment as Lesnar's hammer fist, as I'm going to say. Jason's had an appropriate term for that?
Yeah, and they caught it, and boy, did he catch it too.
And somebody else with a sore mouth right now, our chief high muckamuck, Mr. Carl Chenier, who at this time has no comment. So, let us get on with the show. Shall we start with the actual show news, or just the fact that there is way too much nonsense going on outside of the ring?
You know what? The nonsense outside of the ring was actually a lot more entertaining than most of what went on inside the ring this week.
Which includes, as we alluded to somewhere during the intro, that Scott Steiner hasn't shut up yet.
I mean, look, I know you're pissed, but dude.
Did somebody switch his steroids with no dose? I mean, he's still going.
Damn pagans. Oh, wait. That's strange. Never mind.
Oh, this one was a long one that I don't even want to think about starting to quote this entire thing, because I think it would take me about 5 minutes to quote the entire damn thing.
Just anybody with a Twitter account, go look this up, because this is going to take you a while to sort through. But be careful, because the vitriol will melt your monitor. I had to read it very slowly and very carefully, and I had to keep refreshing my screen every time it kind of turned a funny color.
Yeah. And you had to make sure that the cats didn't read it. I mean, dude.
No, they kept looking, and then they would just quietly leave the room and wait till they heard this. You know, they hear some game music, and then they would come back. Now,
yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say. Now, VRM, you said Hogan actually responded. Now, is this the first time he responded, or
this is
second time?
This is the second response.
Okay.
and it goes after two previous things that have come out. First of all, where a general bashing of Hogan and Bischoff and Pritchard, and how they're doing the same thing with Garrett as they did with David Flair. The second one is a bashing that says if you were a fan of TNA before Bischoff, and that's as pronounced, Bischoff, Hogan, and Pritchard effed TNA up. Tonight during the show, if you see Hogan, Bischoff, or his son, change the channel, wait 5 minutes, turn it back, you won't miss a thing. Hogan's response, quote, if he really believes what he's saying, I feel bad for everyone close to him. His future was much greater than this.
In other words, he's essentially trying to blackmail Steiner into saying that I'm gonna fire your ass if you don't shut up.
Wasn't he already? I mean, we haven't seen him on there for a while. Then again, who really watches Impact anyway?
So that's the whole point. Is Steiner doesn't work there anymore, and he can just drill into TNA as much as he damn well pleases.
Right, and nobody. And the thing is, I actually had a comment from one of our regular listeners, Mikey, was curious to see the quarter hours for this week's Impact just to see how many people are listening. So I will state for the record that I did not quite do that. I got as far as the wedding, sat through the wedding, and then turned that sucker off. Because there was nothing else on that show that was even going to interest me. Not even the return of Rob Van Dam.
Oh, and then that's saying much about Impact, you know.
Exactly. And speaking of the quarter hour thing, Mr. Hogan, I recall in an interview you had on RVD's radio show that I had the pleasure to be a part of, that you have in your possession a minute-by-minute ratings tracker. When you gonna fire that bad boy up, huh? When you gonna use that? You got one? I don't think you do, sir. I honestly do not believe you do. You tried to blow smoke up my ass, and I called you on it because I know better.
Wrong! 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 Wrong!
Yes. And as you said, people may have listened to Mr. Steiner. Now, tell us how bad the ratings were this week.
Well, apparently somebody's listening to Steiner, or everybody is at least agreeing with him, because this was the first time in quite some time that Impact dropped below a 1.
Oh!
Ow.
Granted, it was 0.99.
It's still below 1.
But that's still less than 1. My math's better than Steiner's. Thank you for adding that.
But yeah, I mean, I kept calling Nikki this week. It's like, you got to hear this. You've got to hear this. And you're right. He hasn't shut up yet.
Like I said, he's mixing the HGH with the no dose. He's really got to slow down. But you know, and the thing is that we're not the only ones that are paying attention. There's some, you know, there's a lot of other people out there on the intrawebs. I was just, you know, just for shits, I typed Steiner into my search thing on Twitter, and came across a tweet that says, "I feel like I should be paying to read all of this." I on the fan boards, there's people like, "Why doesn't this guy have a talk show yet?"
Oh God, Steiner would
maybe Carl could pay him for on the CLW 83 network. You never know.
My ass.
Promo feed. That's a promo clip right there.
Quick, record that.
Oh my goodness.
Remember that in fastest.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh.
Wow.
the show's just fallen off the track.
Wow.
Oh, no. Thank you, boss.
I can't see. I swear to God, I can't see. I'm crying. Wow. Oh my
deep breath, people.
Oh,
soundbite and win.
Oh
yes.
Oh, too funny.
Oh goodness. Oh, you're right. That is, ladies and gentlemen, a win to you, High Muckamuck.
With stitches in my mouth, I'm able to bring you the win. Thank you.
That's what you call playing hard. Oh wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. Save us, Nikki. Save us.
Well, I was going to say before I was so humorously interrupted, Scotty, if you are listening, you are more than welcome to join us. Just email me, and we will, just catch me on Facebook, PM me on Twitter, and we'll arrange it. I would just hand you the microphone for an hour, and we want to hear it all. It's risky. I realize this is very risky.
Yeah, in the very least.
I mean, all it could do is just, blow up the internet. But we've done that a few times, haven't we?
Yeah, too many times to count, I think.
But yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, let me ask you this. Let's put it very, very, very seriously, though. How much of this do you believe from Scott Steiner? How much of it is true? How much of it is embellished? You know what I mean?
The thing is that since, a lot of the stuff he said about Rinka King, I believe, just because, we haven't heard anything about it since it was set up. Now, a production that drew 14 million viewers, which is roughly three times anything that the WWE is pulling in right now, that should, people should be celebrating that. But so why isn't Bischoff talking about it? Why isn't Dixie talking about it? The stuff about storylines getting all screwed up, well, we've been blaming Russo for so long, although if Hogan still has that creative control clause that was carried over from WCW, that explains some of the nonsense, but it really doesn't explain it all.
Well, in that first post, he was ripping on Hogan and on the whole Rude Angle bit from Bound for Glory.
Right, the fact that that Hogan was the one who he did state from fact, because we knew that Hogan Hogan had gone out there and actually had said Rude isn't ready. We knew about that.
Yeah, and then according to Steiner, Rude went up to Pritchard and bitched out and said, "I'm going on the radio to tell the world how much a dick Hogan is," and Pritchard talked him out of it.
And Steiner brought up the thing that at the pay-per-view that Rude wanted to take out Hogan, and they a couple people cooled him down from that, because that would have cost Rude his job or at least his push.
Well, yeah.
The fact that Dix, the one thing that Steiner said about the fact that now everybody has to talk to Pritchard, not to Dixie. Jason, you watch TNA a lot more than I do. Have we seen Dixie lately?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
She's been on. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, she was trying to protect Sting from Bobby Roode after he lost to Victory Road at Victory Road.
Okay.
And she was around over the last couple of weeks when Sting said, "Look, I can't do this anymore. I can't make this personal, but I want to put Hogan in." Sting wanted to put Hogan in charge, and she got convinced by Sting. So that's pretty much it.
Which, given what's been going on history-wise with TNA, did that even make sense?
Not at all.
Does anything in TNA make sense anymore?
No.
Damn, that's true.
In that case.
Oh, what fun is there in making sense?
Yeah.
And that's been TNA's problem. Steiner's already brought up a bunch of other valid points that, you know, you can push Garrett, but Garrett's not going to get anywhere. It's David Flair all over again. Magnus has been off TV for a while. Now that he's tagging with Joe, at least we're actually getting him on TV. Thank God the Motor City Machine Guns are back. I'm surprised they still stuck around despite all the bullshit that's been going on.
Right.
I just, you know, there's a lot of it I'm willing to believe. I think some of it is exaggerated, but I'm willing to believe Steiner before I'm willing to believe Hogan. See my previous comment about the minute-by-minute ratings tracker.
You ain't kidding.
So, you know, even if Steiner's blowing this out of proportion, he's still saying a lot of stuff that, you know, he's saying stuff that that nobody else in the locker room is going to say, because unfortunately they need the paycheck. Steiner don't need it, or at least I'd hope he wouldn't. I think he would have saved up his money from, you know, successful runs and from, you know, working in WCW for so long.
And if Hunter's taught us anything, the answer to that is probably no.
He can call his brother. Anyway, so yeah. And so to those who are going to go look up all the Steiner stuff, like I said, just be prepared with a fire extinguisher or at least some way to switch sites in case something happens to your monitor.
hit the boss button. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Strange that I'm talking about TNA, but since we're here.
Yeah, we've been talking about TNA for far too long that TNA is actually on television.
Yes.
Well, I do have one other story that I do have to touch on. Angle did announce this week that he is officially out of the Olympics.
Well, duh.
You ain't kidding, Pinky.
It was just a matter of when. Now, admittedly, he did have some hamstring issues, but he was also talking about he's got a partial MCL tear. But he also made the comment that he had to focus on TNA.
Oh, after the promo he cut saying he wanted to go back to the Olympics, that's a 180, and he did it to get TNA some press.
Yeah. And unfortunately that just kind of irritates me, because I didn't believe him most of the way through, but when you pseudo turn your back on your bread and butter, granted for the Olympics, but still. And focusing on TNA, so okay. I hope that means focusing on making sure you do not get killed by a sloppy Jeff Hardy at lockdown.
Yeah. I'm still trying to wrap my head around his 2-minute promo. One of the worst promos I've ever heard.
And that's saying something, because I've heard some pretty bad ones. I stopped watching after the wedding was over. What Jeff had
this
to
was
say.
Before it was before the wedding when they were setting up the cage. They were setting up the cage. Jeff came out for about 2 minutes. I forget what he said. That's how blah it was.
Okay, so it was forgettable. It wasn't like he was high.
It was like. He was there. He said something about his match with Angle, how it was like personal. I forget what he said now, but that's the whole. That was it. It was like he's here. He says his 2 or 3 paragraph worth of promo. Not even that one paragraph worth of promo, and then he's gone. As they're setting up the cage behind him.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just. Okay, I must have DVR'd right past it, because my focus was getting to the wedding of ODB and Eric Young.
which was crazy as hell.
Completely yes, Chance.
But that doesn't that always prove the common thing in wrestling? If you're going to get married, don't do it in the ring.
But see, this is the thing, though. The wedding actually completed. This is only the second wedding that has gone to completion in the last decade that I'm aware of.
Holy crap.
The first one being Dawn Marie and Al Wilson. Go ahead. Wrap your brain around that for a minute. I'll wait.
Oh, boy.
And, yes, I apologize. So here you go.
Brain bleach! Yeah. Well, actually, to me, with all that going on, you were talking about, you know, Scott Steiner going batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We had another, unfortunately, I told you so moments this week.
Yes. And this one hurts. Scott Hall's at it again.
And again.
Now this story actually kind of amused me. Jason called me about it. Scott Hall was arrested for domestic violence, and they hauled him off. They had to put two pairs of handcuffs on him to keep him properly restrained since he's such a big guy. They get him to the station, and they actually say that he's too drunk to be booked. I'm baffled, and stupid me. I do know some people who work for the Orlando Police Force. It's family. It's not something that happened, honestly. And I should have gotten in touch with one of them to ask them, what exactly is too drunk to be booked?
I believe that's called the isolation chamber.
Exactly. Yeah. Instead, they hauled his ass over to a hospital to detox, and then they put him in jail. I think he's actually still there. Sadly, the gal that he beat up, who is, I guess, his current girlfriend, Jason?
Yeah, current girlfriend, yeah. At this time, has not pressed charges.
Yet, when the cops did respond, they saw all the marks on her to show that she had been in, you know, she had been in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, Scott Hall's a stupid drunk, so chick, you know, lady, you're just stupid. Get out of there.
Well, backtrack on Scott Hall being in jail, because apparently, according to Larry Zbysko and his Facebook, he's back to work at Team Vision Dojo.
Scott Hall?
Hmm.
You're kidding me.
Well, he had a few days to detox, so maybe they'll actually get a couple of days of work out of him before he goes off on another bender.
And okay, we all saw that E60 documentary.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and by the way, one of the best journalism pieces ESPN E60 has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great piece. We are going to find out within 18 months to 2 years that he's going to be dead. There's no doubt in my mind. He's on – remember he was on 11 medications at that time because his heart can barely, you know, take it.
Right, and take any three of those with alcohol and you're just asking for trouble. I don't know what what medications he's taking, but you know, a lot of I would think that most heart medications would have a nice little label saying, please do not take with alcohol. Yeah, that's true. One of them, okay, Hi Muckamuck just sent me a note. One of them is a blood thinner.
Don't do that, because that leads to stroke down.
Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling if Jason's prophecy doesn't come true, he's at least gonna get flattened with a stroke within the year. because I don't, I have, you know, I'm willing to bet that, you know, he doesn't, you know, at this point, he doesn't care anymore. He really doesn't. Because I, some points in that documentary, it almost sounded like just, I just want to die. Why won't my body just let me go?
And it's incredibly sad.
Yeah.
It's incredibly sad because this is a guy who has demons that I think he's too far gone. Am I right? I don't know.
Well, and they keep, you know, they keep trying to bring him back, and even, you know, even a couple of the CLIQ members, I recalled seeing something that Kevin Nash had tweeted this week. He said, any of you hater, he just said, anybody who's going to hate on me about Scott is getting blocked and or removed. No questions asked. You know, I can only do so much to help Scott.
And he's right.
He is, because the only person that can really help Scott Hall is Scott Hall. And he, as far as I can tell, doesn't want to do it. Or hasn't been given a good enough reason to try harder.
It's really hard, because if they don't want the help, there really is nothing you can do about it.
Exactly, and that's why you just got to back. You hate to say it, but at this point, you back off. And if he asks for help, great. If not, then let the cards fall where they may.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm almost happy to hear from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit myself.
Let's see. According to the GM, and I quote, "Did you know in Mother Russia, CM Punk takes pictures of you?"
What? What?
Nice.
Doofus. I think he saw some of the pictures that have come back from the WWE's European tour. Somebody took a picture of CM Punk taking a picture with his cell phone.
In Russia, Punk take pictures of you. Yes.
Also, there are baffling pictures of JTG, who was invited along on the tour. Nice of them to give him one last paycheck, because he's probably on the spring cleaning list.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. We were hoping to get a show report from the Gdansk, Poland show, since Miss Heyman has a couple of friends who sell dice in Warsaw. You, however, do not sell dice. You sell soap. Damn it, GM. Okay, fine. In civilian terms, that means we need to take our obligatory commercial break. So, gentlemen, please take a moment, sit back, and relax. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with more news.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on the CLW83 network.
Roll the tape on this.
I am indeed ready for such an occasion.
It was actually going to be a very boring show this week, but wait.
How you doing tonight, Al?
Doing good. Nice selection of music there, and I am wearing pants.
Okay.
Hey! All right, that's a bonus.
We'll play Cafe, not Play Mania. Mania was a GSN show.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Play Mania's running wild.
Exactly right.
Oh, jeez! Mute Mama Seidelman!
It's a dance number. Yeah, we get it.
We have hit recap!
Can you hear me?
Okay, there we go. I keep on hearing this noise in the background.
Down.
Yeah.
This is going to be more fun than a Chaz Bono sex change.
You win the internet, sir! You win the internet!
And actually, I'm interested in seeing that matchup today with him and Carl, because I think Carl, with all due respect, is overrated.
Speaking of him, Carl is on the air. Carl, how are you doing?
You can all kiss my ass. Overrated, huh, Klaus? Anyway.
No, that's a ding. That's a ding, actually.
Stop.
One more time.
Look, the mayonnaise is coming through the bun.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's Bowser.
Well, to be honest, I'm sure she's got her feet up somewhere saluting us with her pickles and ice cream going, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand this love affair with Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Benoodles. Chris, nice you, Benoodles.
Yeah. You're a good little girl. Yes. Don't fight.
Good girl.
Bye-bye.
Talk about Jim Turner. Let's talk about Ryan Howard. How about that?
Howard, you can't say because he's fat.
Because if the WWE doesn't want him, fine, you know.
And Justin Tuck.
Oh, mother. Oh, come
mother
on.
Tucker. Mother Tucker. Mother Tucker. We have a great show for you tonight, as if I'd say otherwise.
Thanks for joining us, and until next time, stay sporty.
This is going to be like a good championship boxing match. You're not going to see a lot of hits, but the hits that you'll see are going to be good.
The CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Williams Wear is now a part of the CLW 83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW 83 Network merchandise. Go to williamswear.clw83.com. Click the CLW 83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW 83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamswear.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW, ROH, and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Hi, this is Jim Williams, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Could you plug yourself anymore?
And welcome back to the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman. I'm here with Jason Block, VRM, and Ethan Muslin. VRM, during the break, you were having some computer troubles?
Yeah, I'm still... Dang it!
Down, easy.
Sorry, I think my computer is smoking a little because it's kind of stuck on Twitter, namely Scott Steiner's Twitter.
You know, again? We just talked about him in the beginning of the show. What's he done now?
Well, apparently it's more bashing on Hogan and actually more on Garrett, saying that they're trying to do whatever, the TNA is trying to do whatever they can to keep Garrett from getting booed on screen. And so they had to use AJ. They had to use Jeff Hardy to do it. They had to use Mr. Anderson to do it. They had to use RVD to do it. And something just fell inside of my computer. I think that was my video card.
did it just commit seppuku?
Damn it, that's a $400 video card. I can't afford another one of those.
Ooh.
It goes on to say something about he feels bad for the guys that have to deal with this. Something about this, about bringing a 609 sign or chanting 609 when Garrett's in the ring. I don't exactly understand the reference.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't either, but wow.
609. Actually, that sounds like an area code. Give me a second.
Well, yeah, more than likely.
I got a thing for that. There's an app for that.
Yeah, there is. Huh. I've got it here. The 609 would be Southeast and Central New Jersey.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
According to Wikipedia, which we all know is never wrong, 609 covers parts of South Jersey, Central Jersey, and the shore.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you serious, bro?
I think we have to do research. Let's move on to something that actually matters in wrestling.
Yes. Let's see.
You mean like not TNA?
Well, let's go from the silliness outside of the ring to some of the silliness inside of the ring. Since Raw was emanating from Washington D.C., they brought in our Stooges, right?
Right.
Which other Stooges?
Apparently, three of the 535 that were willing to put their faces on camera, and of course, Obama wasn't interested.
Oh, believe me, there's a lot more Stooges in that cesspool.
But so, they did some pretty decent stuff backstage. Unfortunately, they bombed once they went out to the ring. I don't blame them.
I blame that crowd because they were dead, with the exception of maybe two or three spots in the entire episode.
I'm also going to throw something out there: the fact that, you know, while the Stooges started their routines as live vaudeville, what everybody knows is the shorts, and doing all the physical comedy without the sound effects, it falls flat every time.
Yeah, it does. It's not necessarily good when Kane is the saving grace.
And I'll guarantee you that was a direct request from Will Sasso to have something happen to him.
It's a mark-out moment! A mark-out moment!
Was going through his head as he was being chokeslammed.
Oh, I'm sure.
Personally, I thought it was downright harmless. These guys were on screen all of, what, 5 minutes? All of their segments, the stuff backstage, their bit in the ring, 5 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, probably about that, maybe a little longer.
So, and the vitriol on the fan boards. Okay, guys, to the fan boards, I'm going to put this in perspective for you. If we didn't have that, you would have gotten 5 minutes of a Divas match that you would have been bitching about anyway.
This was well, way more enjoyable. I mean, they ripped on Hogan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Sasso's Hogan was very good.
Yes.
And actually, I even enjoyed the part where your voice is all wrong here. Let me lower it for you. even without this segment, I'm actually very interested in the movie because the people who made it were trying to be faithful to the original material. It's not going to be a raunchy remake. It's going to, you know, there's a couple of pushing the envelope stuff, but it's still a PG movie.
Yeah.
So, but we're not supposed to be talking about movies. We're supposed to be talking about wrestling. Who all played Where's Waldo during the pull apart?
Wait, I didn't find Derpy.
No, Derpy wasn't in there. They wouldn't let her go out there because they don't usually let females break up fights.
Plus, you broke
up. Besides, she probably would have been the one that would have bloodied up. Would have bloodied up Cena if Lesnar didn't get to him first. Aside from the locker room and emptying, and the fact that we had most of the roster out there, I saw. Let's see. Bill DeMott. He was the fat ass in the tan jacket.
You had IRS.
IRS, Gold Dust, out of makeup, in a black suit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looks good in that suit, by the way.
He does.
Regal.
Regal was there. I believe I saw Jamie Noble.
A lot of people did. I could have sworn I saw Billy Kidman in there.
I think Dean Malenko might have been in the pile, too.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's usually part of the group that comes out there. Confirmation from Carl. Both of them were, both Noble and Kidman were in there. Malenko, yes, was out there. And he just sent me something else, which will require me to play a clip here. Where is it? That's the one I want. Oh, who was the idiot who bought that? Anyway.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
Taken from the Tampa Bay Times. Hulk Hogan really loses a match, but the real estate market got him a financial figure four leg lock.
Whoa.
The wrestler hung on for 5 years as he watched the asking price for his Bel Air mansion fall from $25 million to under $10 million. He finally tapped out on Friday and sold the 17,000 square foot waterfront mansion for $6.2 million.
Oh, Shazam!
Please! Wow!
Talk about a loss!
That hurts.
So let's see. He started at 25, ended up getting 6. That's about a 24. So he only got 25% of what he was asking.
Mm. Pretty much.
Not even.
Still better than Impact's ratings.
The new owner, whose name I'm going to withhold just for his sanity. Paid cash for the estate, which the
cash.
Estate is
he's
a
CEO.
Yeah, 5 bedrooms, 8 full baths, 3 half baths, a gym, a rec room, a tanning room, a wet bar, a hot tub, a guest house, a swimming pool with waterfalls, 2 separate docks on the intercoastal waterway.
And this is
hold on, 5 bedrooms and technically a grand total of 9.5 baths.
Well, mind you, he was there. He did have a wife and a daughter, so he had to make sure everybody had some place to go.
That's true.
The land had been originally been purchased by Hogan and his wife back in '92. For $2 million, and then they built the house. So he probably got most of his initial investment back.
Yeah, but that's not saying much. I mean, does he really? I guess he's really that hard up for cash to be. I mean, legitimately.
It depends on how much TNA/Panda Energy/ Spike is paying him, if they are. Then again, he wouldn't be there if they weren't. Okay. Enough TNA stuff, damn it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the stiffness of Lesnar's punch.
Yes. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
let's see, this, no, the, it was, you know, it was innocent enough. Cena walked up to Lesnar and slapped the taste out of his mouth. So he deserved getting his clock clean and his lip bloodied. You just don't do that. That's up there with tugging on Superman's cape. Oh, wait.
which is what Lesnar did, you see. But what I loved about this is that they were going to start the promo, which they set up later,
mm-hmm.
which was that I'm bringing back legitimacy to the WWE.
Yeah, that was a damn legit punch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And what happened was is that they mentioned UFC a couple of times, which I was really impressed with.
Which they weren't supposed to, according to the reports.
Really? That never stopped Lesnar.
You know.
And it didn't stop Hambone either.
Yeah.
So
Hambone doesn't know how to shut his mouth, so...
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, Cena comes out and says, poof, and another, poof, you don't listen, and then there you go.
Yeah. So, no, trust me, I'm sure that there were a lot of number threes that went, yeah! Somebody finally stuck it to Cena. Fortunately, he smiled all the way through it.
Well, yeah, and then they set up Lesnar and Cena for Extreme Rules.
Have they set up the stipulation for it already?
No, but I'm calling Street Fight.
I'm thinking probably more along the lines of a Last Man Standing.
That soon?
That's a feud ender, man.
You might be right.
Yeah, I don't see a Last Man Standing as the first match in a feud.
Although, you know, we could split the difference. Would they take that little cue from this past Raw and do a First Blood match?
No.
No.
Oh.
This is PG WWE we're talking about. They will not allow it.
And yet they kept Cena's face on camera despite the blood for how long in that segment?
There were multiple shots of it. So I think we're working our way back in. Again, my thing.
Maybe.
Remember what we talked about a while back about the PG era and the fact that they toned it back so far to resensitize everybody. Because come on, your jaws dropped when you saw Cena with a bloodied lip.
Yes, and you want to know something? That image made that segment. That image made it.
Yeah. Normally, like we said, now it was an accident. And some people immediately jumped on it and called it a botch. If we have to call it a botch, I have to say it is the greatest botch that has ever happened. Because it's actually made the segment better.
Yeah. Right.
So we had that going on. And actually, VR, I'm glad you're on the show because you're the one who told me about this. One of the later segments was another Jericho getting a hold of Punk and drunked him again. Now we figure that the Jack Daniels bottle that Jericho used previously probably had iced tea or apple juice or something like that in there. VRM, this time it was real beer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a National Bohemian, a Pabst brand.
Okay, that's why I couldn't find it. I didn't have the full name. I actually, somebody spoke to me this week, not one of you guys. I won't mention his name on the air, Mr. Seidelman, that he was actually offended that they used real beer. I'm sorry. To make this segment, they had to use real beer.
Outside of it being a major party fail for all that beer wasting, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was beautiful because, first of all, if you watch it, watch how the fact that they don't pour down his throat.
It's always down his back or on his shoulder.
Right, or in his hair or whatever. And Jericho spared no expense getting this cheap knockoff from Baltimore to bring up to D.C. I'm sure
I'm surprised it wasn't in, like, you know, a 7-Eleven bag or something.
No, that would have been, see, that would have been just one bottle in a plain brown paper bag, and they could get away with using grape juice at that point. So, you know, you can't, with a canned drink, you can't fake the setup. So, you know, first of all, they didn't pour it in Punk's mouth, and second of all, that's, you know, the way it was arranged, I'm sure Punk had, you know, Punk gave his okay on it.
Oh, so, yeah, he had to have.
Yeah, so these two are going to be colliding at Extreme Rules, I'm sure, but we don't have a stip for them either.
No, yeah. but as a matter of fact, while Punk was taking pictures of Russians, Mr. Jericho was hosting the Revolver Golden God Awards.
Ah, yes. Go ahead and tell us this story, Jason, because I still haven't seen the video.
Okay. He is hosting the God Awards, and CM Punk won the Most Metal Athlete Award, and believe it or not, got the most votes of any competitor on the awards in all categories, from what I was told. So Jericho accepted the award on Punk's behalf, and proceeded to break the award on his knees and break it in half and toss it off stage. Continuing the angle of Punk Jericho, which is beautiful. Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's those nice little subtle things that will keep the angle fresh.
I mean, Punk will probably get his real, you know, his real award shipped to him in Chicago. It'll be, you know, waiting for him when he gets back next week or in 2 weeks or whenever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you know, will be, you know, the video will be staged, you know. The video, you know, the video's out there. It's on WWE.com. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I don't know the answer to that. Okay. Sorry. Something popped up on my IM that we are not talking about and we don't need to talk about. So let's see. Since there was a lack of a Divas segment in there, there might be a minor explanation to that, as the Divas roster will be suffering a minor loss, or two losses, I should say.
A bit of a condensation, perhaps.
Actually, this is a willing release, apparently. The Bellas have chosen not to re-sign.
Mm.
And they'll be done at the end of April.
Okay.
While they were a wonderful novelty act as twins, they were okay wrestlers, but they were leaning more towards the eye candy side of the Divas division.
Yeah, and let's face it, after they had their thing where we all discovered they were twins and stuff like that, they never really caught much fire. Maybe in Vince's pants, but that's about it.
As someone who's actually proud to say, I was at the debut, and kudos to the editing team, because Brie debuted on SmackDown and they had to edit it for timing of the switch because they didn't do it correctly.
Oops.
So an inauspicious debut and a very quiet goodbye for these two.
I think they'll be remembered in one word. Meh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Since WWE is still touring around on the other side of the planet, next week's Raw will be in London, so there might be spoilers. I will be watching anyway, but there might be spoilers out there.
Oh, there probably will be.
They usually are. Usually what happens is you usually get the spoilers about, if my guess is right, around 5 or 6 Eastern Time. Because they usually tape around 8 or 9 London time, which is usually about 3 or 4 Eastern.
Well, they're not on British summertime yet, are they?
I don't know.
Don't know yet.
Because if they're on British summertime, then 8 London time would be around 4 o'clock?
I think they're 5 or 6 hours off.
They're five hours ahead right now. They're five hours ahead right now. I'm just looking.
Because I know Poland is 8. My two friends in Warsaw. Actually, I never did get a response. I don't know if they actually did go if they went to the Gdansk show or not. I was hoping they would, just for giggles.
Yeah, they're on British summertime, and it's 1 hour ahead, so it would be the same difference for London. So,
yeah,
8 o'clock there would be 3 o'clock here. So.
So, already on the card for Monday is Mark Henry, CM Punk, no disqualification and no countout. No, the card will not be changed to correct Mr. Henry's error. It will not be Mark Henry Sheamus, although, no, that's too easy a joke, and I'm not going to tell it. So.
What they'll make the match and then just make it about 18 seconds?
No. I was actually going to make a chromatic reference that I probably should not on this show.
Ah. Yeah. You don't want to piss off the chocolate cupcake.
I didn't say it.
He said it.
He said it. Yeah.
You said it, I didn't. I don't have the proper privileges for that, although Super Oprah says I do. let's go over to the insanity that was SmackDown Blast from the Past.
With no Ovaltron for the rage.
Yeah, and no, this completely fell below all my expectations, especially after Old School Raw from a couple of years back, which completely blew everyone out of the water.
Agreed. And the show was bad enough, but unfortunately, you had to watch most of it on freaking mute.
Oh yes.
Listening to Cole diss on every single legend that walked out there. Just, you know, I don't care who approved that. That you don't do that. Unless that legend is a heel. You just don't do that. Just listening to him dog on Hacksaw and Sarge pissed me off.
I was kind of upset that didn't end up becoming like a tag match.
That was kind of what I was expecting, but maybe they're getting away from that just because Teddy Long was apparently had that as a bad habit. But there were a couple of bright spots. There really were a couple of bright spots in this. One was Piper's Pit.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
indeed.
Yes.
Look at my beard now.
Damn you, Ethan!
It's not me. It's the apartment. I swear.
And here I was just going to dig on AJ legitimately marking out that she was on Piper's Pit. oh, who wouldn't?
True enough.
Some wonderful stuff to forward that along. And the shock and surprise appearance of Cowboy Bob Orton.
Which, if you did notice, no cast. He must have left it at home.
I also noticed they didn't put him anywhere near a ring, nor did we see him in any sort of physicality.
Yeah.
There's a reason behind that.
Oh?
He got in a little bit of trouble the last time he was here because he was outside of the cage during a Hell in a Cell with Undertaker versus Randy Orton. and then he got bloodied up somehow, and then forgot to tell people he had hepatitis.
Oh, that's right.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
There was a bigger response to that.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
So, if he didn't just get condemned to hell right then and there, I know he got fired within the week. So, but they brought him back for this, essentially just for the old school night. They had him backstage, trying to be moral support for his dear son. And unfortunately got waylaid by Kane. Which is continuing to forward their storyline. And gave us the line of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After he did me the favor of laying out Randy as well. As he just casually, crouched over him and just said, "I'm a sucker for family reunions."
When did Kane become Snidely action hero?
Well, I mean, I realize that, sometimes he comes across as tall, dark, and snarky, and it's fun when he gets that way.
True.
And just the fact that the first couple of years he wasn't allowed to say anything. And just, it was just too perfect, because somewhere, Undertaker and or Paul Bearer got a huge laugh out of that.
Yeah, actually, when we were watching that, we were actually kind of expecting Paul Bearer to pop out when he said it.
Yeah, that would have been a nice touch.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice touch, but unfortunately that did not happen, but that's okay. It was still good.
Yeah.
By the way, Percy does still have a good relationship with the WWE, as far as I know.
Yes, and his Twitter's intriguing from time to time. His handle is WWE Earniverse.
Yes.
And I actually caught him. This was several months ago. I got to talk to him briefly about travel. And we got on the subject about Jim Cornette and his fear of flying. So,
and Cornette face.
Fuck that Twitter. Anyway,
Dairy Queen face. Oh my god!
Thank you, fucking god.
And whoever the idiot is that's circulating this video about the John Laurinaitis impersonator doing the Dairy Queen rant, has anybody seen that yet?
No.
No, what the heck is this all about?
I didn't watch it, mainly because it wasn't Johnny Clown Shoes actually doing it, but apparently somebody who does a really good Laurinaitis impersonation went through a Dairy Queen drive-thru and probably just tore into whoever was on the other end of the mic. They probably didn't know who the hell he was.
Hey, I am Mr. Excitement.
Give me a damn strawberry cheesecake blizzard.
You can get a ham sandwich and you'll like it. But
No. The guy probably went up to the Dairy Queen window and says, "I want a Foster phrase."
Lordy, lordy, lordy. But getting back to the actual show. We did get a couple of little other little things, such as Mae Young, surprise appearance by Mae Young.
God, I swear to God, if she turns 100, she will have a match.
She said so.
She said she's going to do it, and by God, I think she will.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
And I hope I'm around when it happens. I want to see this. I yeah. gotta see this. Mean Gene Okerlund, who has seen better days.
Oh yeah, we saw him introduce Sheamus, and then he like shook his hand, gave him the mic, and walked off. We're like, at first we were all like, "Oh, Gene, thanks a lot for coming out, Gene."
Yeah, seriously. But he ended up getting more screen time than Finkel.
Eh, I would have rather had more Finkel.
But But yeah, the show wasn't all that spectacular, and the ratings reflected this. Although I am going to put, I still put some of the blame on WWE because they don't start talking about their live SmackDowns till either the SmackDown before or the Raw the day before.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does. At the very least, it, you know, it, if they're watching the Raw beforehand, they find out, oh crap, live SmackDown. Program the DVR. Boom, you're all set. You don't have to fret over it.
Right, and my DVR actively seeks out Super SmackDown. I've got it set up to go get it. But a lot of people go, you know, have other things going on TV. If, you know, if they don't have a DVR, or if they have one that only can record one show at a time. Mine, I figured out, can actually record two shows while I'm taking something else off of it. Because I had it doing cartwheels one night. I forgot all what I was recording. That's right. Mythbusters, Unchained Reaction, and a thing about comic books and movies on CNBC.
And no Top Shot?
I'm not interested in Top Shot. Top Gear, maybe.
Oh, God, the show that will never end.
Well...
No, I swear to God, I'm not kidding. Somewhere in the world, Top Gear is being shown right now.
Oh, I'm sure. And the American version is trying so hard. They are trying so hard, but unfortunately, they've got a bunch of limitations that the BBC version doesn't have. Since the British version is actually on a government channel, they can say whatever the hell they want about cars. Top Gear, yeah. Not so much. The American Top Gear, not so much. Although I did like their season finale with piece of shit cars.
Yeah.
So let me see. There was something I was going to... There was something else from...
Now, I do have a bit of curiosity. Despite the fact that they have been that they basically rush promo the Super SmackDown, did it get at least a decent rating at all?
See, that's the thing. They didn't.
Ooh. Then that's a fail.
That's what I mean. If I'm serious, even though, you know, even with DVR, it's something that you can't, you know, you really need to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, even for old school Raw, they promoted that at least 2 weeks in advance.
Right. So.
And I know at least giving that amount of time, that at least provided a lot more, you know, boost in the numbers.
Exactly. And let's see. Speaking of promoting ahead, let's see if I can get WrestleChat to send me something. Okay. WWE's In Your House Lockdown. I mean, No Way Out.
Yeah. Yes, sir. June 16th, Father's Day.
Let's see. 17th, actually. Keep your calendar in mind.
Okay.
But this is the return of No Way Out. The press release reads, and I quote, "After a three-year hiatus, WWE No Way Out is back and it's recharged. The annual pay-per-view that became notorious for its brutal main event steel cage matches." I love shoot comments that are not meant to be shoot comments, and I will cite 2005. Gets reincarnated, but this time the superstars of WWE will take the thematic event a step further as they find new and innovative ways to prevent opponents from escaping. All stipulations in place, which may include lumberjacks, strap matches, chain matches, a standard steel cage match, handcuff matches, and more.
God, it really is the Fed's lockdown, whatever the hell.
Well, the thing is that a couple people misinterpreted this and said, okay, what the hell is a lumberjack cage match?
What, do you dive on the guy and then they, what do they do, throw you into the cage and throw you back up and say, go, climb up?
Not so loud. Russo might hear you.
Shit.
Luckily, he's out of a job.
No.
It doesn't matter. He'll use it somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a reverse steel cage battle royal.
No! Actually, no. A lumberjack cage match, they put a whole bunch of guys at the top of the cage, and they all stood up there, and when you try to climb up, you have to fight through them to get out.
I do like that idea.
Yeah, that might actually be interesting.
See, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
And they haven't done a strap match. Ooh, do I really want to go there? Because I was there for the announcement for the last strap match that I can think of, which was CM Punk versus Umaga. God love him. God's got him. And the only night that Umaga ever spoke. Handcuff matches. Is that PG? And again, strap matches. Is that
PG? It depends on what. If that's going to be the Divas match, no. Yeah, although you get a lot of people going, boing.
Sorry. As the DX line go, I'm just going to stand here till things calm down a bit.
Yowza.
Well, the question came up. Would we get a Divas? Do you think they would actually allow a Divas cage match?
Yes. No. Beth Phoenix, yes.
Yeah, and that's probably the only person who could do it.
And if Karma finally does make her way back?
Then maybe you have a match, but otherwise, no. We're talking about throwing a bunch of stick figures over you know, chain link fence. No, you don't do that.
No, they would. That one would probably. That's a match that would probably end with a pinfall or submission or escape through the door. I don't think they're going to risk.
That's the only thing you could do is an escape through the door, because, well, I mean, steel cage matches nowadays, you don't have a pinfall or submission inside the cage anymore.
No. But
it's all intrepid upon the escape.
Right. And mainly because, yeah, that's more dramatic. There's more to it that way. I do look forward to see what else they're going to do, you know, what they have in mind for this. And, you know, if they're going to bring back the old lock and chain logo that they used for so long. And as I said, you know, they made their joke about the brutal main event steel cage matches. I again say 2005. The main event of that pay-per-view was a razor wire steel cage match between JBL and the Big Show.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's the one where JBL got chokeslammed through the ring and crawled out from underneath, right?
Right, because whoever... razor wire, the roof of the top of the cage actually used real razor wire. So there was, because I'm guessing they were supposed to have, you know, gimmick stuff up there so that they could mess around without it getting too bloody. But I heard it was, you know, legit.
Yeah, somebody goofed on that one.
So I don't know if, see what bothered me about the match was that leading up to the choke slam spot, Show and JBL were on that top rope for a good 3 to 4 minutes. So I'm waiting for the ring to implode, or at least that corner to sink, because that's, you know, at the time that was 800 pounds of humanity on that corner.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of pissed that the choke slam spot was on the opposite side from where I was sitting, so I didn't technically see the finish.
Oh.
But them's the breaks. I will give it this. That show was worth it just for the Cena angle match that night. Don't let the DVD fool you. We made the roof move. Because Cena was really Cena was popular at the time, but we're in Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man.
And the DVD, they turned the fucking mics down. We were loud. We were loud. We were nuts. It was awesome.
Oh, speaking of going nuts, I have the Canucks Kings game on, and...
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. It's gone into the fisticuffs.
The goalie's getting involved.
That sounds like hockey to me. That does sound like hockey to me. The best part of it, right, Lance?
Bye. You know, Lance hasn't called anything bullshit tonight.
Are you disappointed? I don't think we had anything really bullshit tonight.
No, not at all.
Maybe the entire first half since we talked about TNA.
No.
We actually had some legit things to talk about since Steiner decided he wasn't going to shut up. And if he's going to keep on going, we're going to keep on talking about it. Yeah. So TNA, you're welcome. I'm actually letting you on my show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm letting Scott Steiner on the show. And yeah, that's a risk I'm willing to take. Because I don't think he can hit me from there.
Is it still... I was wondering if it's still going on. It's just a replay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, speaking of fighting, how about real quick some Ultimate Fighting? Because Alistair Overeem's trying to apply for a license.
The guy who's got more testosterone than, well...
Chris Hero?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so he's getting his appeal. I think he's being heard on the 25th.
Okay.
If I remember reading the story correctly. And if he doesn't get approved, then he doesn't get no title fight in May on UFC 146.
Mm-hmm. Because this month, this one is the big fight, which is next Saturday, is John Jones versus Rashad Evans, which is going to be a great fight, hopefully.
And I saw on MMA Uncensored Live last night when they had Frank Mir on that at least the guys on MMA Uncensored think that if Alistair Overeem doesn't get his license, that Frank Mir is next in line for a title shot.
Interesting.
Let's see. I have some other news coming in here. See, since they were in Washington, I have to play this.
KFBE. Kayfabe Radio.
That's the West Coast theme, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Oops.
What? I'm considered.
Unless it's Washington State.
Well, I'm not. You're right. I do apologize. Unfortunately, I'm on the wrong side of the Mississippi, so for some reason I have to get the K station. So let me correct myself.
W O R K. Work radio.
It's a work.
I have an update on the injuries to the Ortons.
Ooh.
Let's see. Both Ortons were taken to a local medical facility on Tuesday night for treatment after the heinous assault by Kane. According to this article, WWE's Dr. Michael Sampson examined both of them before releasing them Tuesday night. Bob Orton suffered bruising and abrasions, and the doctor requested x-rays and possibly an MRI to provide further diagnosis. Let's see. Orton's dad suffered abdominal injuries. Orton himself suffered abrasions to his back and abdomen thanks to Kane's attack with the metal pipe. Left a lot of visual bruising and abrasions. Worried about Orton's history of back problems, including the herniated disc that we thought was going to keep him out for 6 months. That they're taking all the precautions that they can to make sure that Orton will be healthy enough for the upcoming Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So yeah. So unfortunately, Kane. Well, no, just Kane just didn't hit Orton hard enough for us.
Aww.
And the pipe might have slipped while he was swinging.
Baby,
sorry, had to be done.
Yep.
Whew. Speaking of Extreme Rules, that was the other thing I needed to touch on real quick. One of the matches that is completely set for the pay-per-view is Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan in an apology match. I mean, 2 out of 3 falls.
Yes, sir.
Yes, because when I think of Extreme Rules, I think 2 out of 3 falls.
Well, it might be extreme if Sheamus's matches are otherwise short. I mean, that's, you know, we got to see what his cardio is like.
Hmm.
But I'm just worried that Cena Lesnar is going to be a straight up match, and I'm like, how extreme is this?
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, unless it's not going to make much sense there.
Yeah, unless they bring back the old adage that all matches are contested under extreme rules, as was the original design of the pay per view.
That's probably what we're going to get for Cena Lesnar. It'll probably just be an extreme rules match.
That's fine. That just means they
cop out.
Not necessarily, but at least as long as they kind of stick to the spirit of the show, I would like to see a stipulation on that match. Like I said, first blood or street fight is pretty much what I'm betting on. And Jericho Punk will not be a Jack Daniels bottle on a pole match.
Oh, no, now you said now Vince Russo's going to use it.
That's fine. He's just not going to use it in WWE. Besides, that's a typical Russo idea, so I'm not worried about it. Oh, goodness. Have we covered everything we needed to cover?
Pretty much. I just will say one thing. I posted a very cool article that was written by the guy who won Mick Foley's WrestleMania raffle. I don't know if you know about this, but Mick Foley put up a VIP WrestleMania trip to raise a bunch of money for a cause he's involved with called RAIN, which is the Rape and Abuse and Incest Survivors Network, National Network, I believe, which is the thing that he's involved with Tori Amos. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he wrote this, and this guy is a fan. And this guy was a really cool guy, and there's some great, great stories that he wrote about his interactions with Roddy Piper, Tony Atlas, and others. And it's a great, great piece. Really good piece.
Okay.
And I'm sure Tony Atlas is still talking about it.
Yeah. But at least you're
talking about it. We're all getting on, Rockin'.
Meanwhile, Yoshitatsu at least got to escape.
Yeah.
Okay. One last piece for me from the SmackDown Blast from the Past. To all of the legends who could have gotten their hands on Michael Cole, you guys didn't do enough.
Yeah,
that was weak.
That was extremely weak. Why couldn't Lesnar have made a surprise appearance in bloody Michael Cole's lip?
Yeah.
Oh wait, that would make him a face, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, but by reactions, he's already a face. I mean, he's attacking Cena.
That's true. So,
on the plus, though, for the blast on the past one, when Dusty and Show's interaction was actually pretty good, and we all in the apartment got a nice big chuckle when Show was going, "Big old Dusty Rhodes, if you real daddy."
Oh, that was great. Oh,
yes.
That was
awesome. Yes.
And then go ahead.
Big Show's a freaking doofus.
Oh, yeah. And I love it.
And then Dusty dancing afterwards.
Random? Dusty random is... That! Random Dusty is random.
Yes, he is, but he's a welcome random.
Yes.
He's a very welcome random. So, let's see. Before we call it a night, Ethan, do you have anything to plug?
Just Red State Blue State, whenever the hell we get around to that when Jason's done doing his high holy muckety muck stuff.
No, we did one on Tuesday.
No, that's right, we did. We after Santorum decided to rage quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still have a Google problem. I'm taking my ball and going home.
Yeah, rage quit. Wow, that's a video game term, folks. Yes, and by the way, yes, of course, Pixel Nation, which I'm going to be recording after this one, too.
Oh, nice for the transition there, yes.
There you go. But, yeah, Red State, Blue State will be coming up soon, too.
And VRM, you got anything to plug?
Russell Crabb Sports Digest. Well, how badly are the Flyers bringing it to the Penguins? I mean, the Penguins have now blown, what, two-plus goal leads in this series already, Jason?
Yeah. And right now I am watching the LA Kings beating up the Vancouver Canucks at the moment.
Yeah, so much for your president.
Just think of it this way. Just think of it this way, folks. No matter what happens in Vancouver, someone's going to riot.
Yeah, so much for your president's trophy.
Sadly, I have nothing to plug. Or at least nothing show related to plug. So I'm not going to. No, I'm not. I will talk.
Darn you, NAWC creative.
What?
They have nothing for you.
It's all right. We're just going to have to do this again next week. And maybe Shane will actually show up.
I got dibs on giving him his chair shots.
Shane, if you're hearing this, you realize that you will be struck with multiple folding chairs because I'm going to put you and Brian on the show at the same time, damn it.
Well, see, here's the thing. If we're going to send a chair shot, I'm on the West Coast. I can just toss it in the ocean and wait 6 months for it to get there.
Nice.
That would be a waste of a perfectly good chair.
Well, no, you just get the one from Office Depot that's like $10.
Oh, okay.
The so-called collector's one from Kmart. No.
No, and they still didn't get my money for that chair. Although I still want a side-by-side of the Kmart chair and the official chair from Miami. So if any of our listeners have this kind of picture, please post it somewhere that I'm going to actually see it. Sadly, no, I don't have anything to plug except for this wonderful show that I still enjoy doing, and I will be coming up on my third anniversary of hosting.
Outstanding.
Yeah, my third anniversary will be in June, because I took over in 2009. It was not a hostile takeover. Do not believe anything Seidelman says.
Well, that goes for just about anything.
Oh.
I kid, Rob, I kid.
That's true. Also, and we will be coming up on the one-year anniversary of our dear, dear sponsors, WrestleChat.net, making this show possible. Yes. So we will celebrate that as well once we get to that point. But tonight we need to wrap things up because I think Chief High Muckamuck needs some sleep. So for Ethan Muslin, for VRM, for Mr. Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. And till next week, good fight and good night.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.